Welcome, everybody, to Ed and Ken's mini podcast. Happy Tuesday. Ken, how are you? What's going on in the Philly area other than celebrating our 4-0 birds, baby?
We are the center of the sports universe right now, as far as I'm concerned. We got our Eagles at 4-0. We got our Phillies waiting to see who they're going to play in the national, in the divisional championship series, which is so awesome to be a part of. I got tickets to game one Saturday. I can't wait.
Wow.
I'm fired up. Other than that, you know, just enjoying life, enjoying the process of all the things that we do here as originators, leaders, you know, friends. And, you know, just every day, man, we get an opportunity to try on different hats and show up for people. So, there's a long-winded not answer. How's that?
I love it. We'll jump into the topic 1 second. Last year I went to the Tampa Philly game.
I remember that.
In Tampa. And you see like some Philly people make a trip down for a day or two. I'm highly advising, especially this time of year or earlier, do not do that. No one had a good time at that game. Why? Because it's about 192 degrees in that
yes.
stadium. It is not fun. It is not good. Do not do it.
You want to tailgate? It's too late. Some people did it and they got a good show.
They got a good show, but believe me, they're just acting like they had a good time. You literally feel like you're in hell.
It was 100 plus on the field, and it was humid. It was humid. So, listen, I enjoyed it from the comfort of my air-conditioned home. So,
Love it.
It was all good. But it was
all right. Let's hop into the topic, man. And this is said many different ways. And thank you for sending it to me because I think it's just so cool. If you choose to do what's easy, life gets hard. If you choose to do what's hard, life gets easy. So that's said many different ways, but let's start there, man. Tell me where your head goes.
You know, I said in the text message, I get weird about certain things. Like when I hear it become like a popular usage word, I get like, I don't want to use it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I never really got into this word, but the word unpack, I can't stand that word. When somebody says, let's unpack this, let's unpack that, man. Yeah. Like, God, I don't know why that just gets me, man. It's one of those words. But nonetheless, I feel like we need to dissect this particular quote because it resonated with me immediately, but I had like this contradiction, like this weird contradiction when I heard it with something that you say and that I believe as well. You know, the whole idea behind like choose your hard, right? Like being fit is hard, being sick is hard, right? So decide which one you want. Like there's all those decisions that we have to make in life. And a lot of them are really built around discipline. And that's the quote unquote, the heart. And I believe that, but like life is to be endured. Life is not to be endured. It's to be enjoyed. That's one of the tenets of your core values, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So why? So if you're not careful, how do you protect against the idea that I need to choose hard and what are some missteps along the way? People who don't understand how those two like philosophies actually go together. Some people might think, well, I have to choose hard. And don't they? They sure do. They choose hard, right? But they're choosing the wrong kind of hard. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the first thing, and we'll get to business, but the first thing that actually pops into my mind is relationships. So, you know, through the course of a marriage, like we have to have hard conversations, right? How long have you been married?
22 years.
Okay. So 22 years. I'm guessing that your wife has to have a hard conversation with you every 10 days. Right. You probably are oblivious to like, oh, what? But because that's what we do. But once a month, once a year, whatever it is,
yeah.
Whether it's financial hard talks, whether it's relationship hard talks, whether it's taking out the trash, hard talks. It doesn't mean it has to be mean or nasty.
Sure.
Having that hard talk is the communication that makes a relationship thrive. It makes it better.
Love that.
Yeah. So that choose your hard. You can either have that hard conversation like, give me an example. Let's see. Maria would say to me, hey, I know you love your children. And there's a way to communicate this. I know you love your children. I'm in charge of the household. You're in charge of, we did things the way old fashioned way back then. You're in charge of paying for everything. When you come home from work at 8 o'clock at night and I'm winding them down and you blast through the door, daddy's home, let's go. So what can we, it riles them up. What can we do to work together so that you get your daddy fulfillment with the kids and they get their fulfillment with daddy, but it doesn't mess up my system. That was a hard conversation.
And if I can be honest, and if that's how she approached it, then Maria is an incredibly emotionally mature person to approach it that way. Because that's a blessing to have someone who's not only willing to have a hard conversation, but knows how to bring it up in a way that's respectful. And I think that where most people veer off course could be in the same situation that you and Maria were in, but choose suffering as the hard.
Yeah.
She could have said nothing.
Yeah.
Right? And nothing gets better. And the suffering is, I'm just going to quietly sit here and not say anything so that I don't mess up the apple cart, upset Ed, you know, create conflict. Mm-hmm. So people think, well, I'm doing the hard thing. And if the hard thing is the right thing, then I'm going to suffer. Why do people choose suffering over hard conversations?
I'm committed to having fun. So that was in my married life. Now that I'm single, the hard conversation is...
Let me get the beep button. Hold on.
It's not bad. I swear it's not bad. So is being patient and brutally honest, knowing that human beings at this age are different. So literally it's, hey, I want to stop seeing you. I'd rather end it now than later. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they had a bad experience in the last relationship. The response, why don't you sleep on it? Right? That's the hard thing to do because my emotion would want to say, go F yourself.
Yeah, your ego.
Right? Man, just why don't you sleep on it? Next morning, everything was cool. It's pretty cool. So doing the hard thing is like, whether it's in a relationship or business, it's just high level leadership, self-leadership. Do what you said you were going to do. And you know what? You can always change it. It doesn't always have to be the same thing. But like in our business, you know, I know you have a daily or weekly goal of contacts. And it doesn't matter how you make that. You know, that's why they call it work. Right? Work works. My man, Jim Fischetti. Work works.
Works. And that's being broke is hard.
What's that?
And being broke is hard.
Yes.
And I think that's why people need people like you, because left to their own devices, they might come to the conclusion that here's another one, complaining. Complaining is often shows up as a misunderstanding of what this phrase that we're dissecting. You know, if you do the hard thing, life gets easier. If you do the easy thing, life gets harder, or vice versa, however we said it. complaining is almost a way for people to remind themselves of how hard things are, because they're trying to justify that they're making the hard choices, living the hard sacrifice, suffer life. Complaining is a terrible, terrible habit. But people do that. They do that because, again, I think they misunderstand what it means to choose hard.
Yep. So hard, communicating. And in the real estate world, we learn this the hard way. My neighbor at the time was 21 years old. My neighbor, I don't want to approach him about buying a house. I would see him outside every day. I send them, you know, a quarterly newsletter. They know I'm in real estate, you know. Hey, Mike, what's going on? Hey, Ed, how you doing? Ed, I just settled on a house today. I looked at him like, what? He looked at me like, oh, man, Ed, I am so sorry. I completely forgot you were in the real estate business. I still look at you as the restaurant guy. Oh, which one was harder? The $10,000, not getting the $10,000 commission? Or, hey, Mike, I don't know if you know, but on Schoolhouse Lane, there's a great home for sale. You'll be within walking distance of your mother. You're an old school Italian family. You can't move out of the neighborhood anyway. So you might as well buy this one. Nope, I didn't say that. Choose, like, the hard stuff makes your life easy. Fitness. Hey, real quick, we'll just bring it up. I've been going to the gym working out for a long time now. I'm a fit, healthy person. I'm strong. I just got diagnosed with cancer. I have no fear. I have no fear. And we'll talk, I'll be talking more about that. But this is the first time I've broadcasted it.
This is good. First time a lot of people are going to hear this.
Yeah. And what, yeah. They will be able to watch me at my best. This is when I'm at my best, when my back's against the wall. I love it. I love it. I will show the way. So there'll be more. And you know what? The reason why I love you so much is you, I said to somebody the other day, there's no one that dislikes Ken Jordan. I said, if you ask 100 people what's Ed Fordyce like, you'll get 50 people that go, he's the most arrogant big mouth I've ever met. And the other 50 will be like, he's the greatest guy ever. You ask 100 people about Ken Jordan, they're like, he's the greatest ever. All 100, right? And that's why. Because you genuinely care about people. I see the way my words hit your face. You're like, that's my man, my friend, my brother, Mr. Indestructible. Just told our real estate community he just got diagnosed with cancer, right? And I'm like, bring it. I'd much rather me have this than somebody that hasn't prepared for it. I've prepared for it my whole life, my brother.
Yeah. And you didn't choose this, but no. What you chose are all the difficult, disciplined decisions all along the way that have prepared you as much as anybody can be prepared for this situation.
Yep.
And if you haven't done the work on yourself, doesn't have to be cancer, but if you haven't done the work on yourself, outside circumstances show up and your ability to manage through them is going to be more difficult or less difficult based on how you've prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to, you know, business, it's like, I see you're constantly posting pictures, videos, like all of that is preparation, man. Like you are doing the hard stuff, right? Now, here's the thing. With all of those habits that you have created over the years, I'm guessing it's not hard for you anymore.
There's things that new stuff I'm still learning today that, yeah, it is difficult, but you're right. Some of the muscles that you build over time, you know, remember we were talking about first time you started going live, like your coach was like, I need you to start doing more of this. I need you to start doing more of this. And it was incredibly difficult, whether it was discomfort or whatever, like, but you do it, you know, all of a sudden it's not difficult anymore. And your life becomes easier. Your ability to execute that particular strategy gets easier. I think that when I really look at this phrase, if I'm in front of someone and they're asking me, Ken, how do I know which hard to choose? How do I know if I'm making the right choice when it comes to the hard that I'm choosing? And I think that a couple of different perspectives is what you need to ask yourself. So if the action I'm taking right now, how do I feel after I make my decision, and is my decision to sit and suffer? Well, how do I feel after I've chosen that? Do I feel better or worse? Mm-hmm. If my decision is to not go to the gym, how do I feel? Because I want to call back my customers or do this busy work or handle a really irate teammate or something like that. You chose not to go to the gym. You chose to deal with these things, this other thing instead. How do you feel? If you feel worse after having dealt with the ramifications of that decision, then you probably chose the wrong hard. If you felt better after dealing with the ramifications of that decision, then you probably chose the right hard. Is that a fair filter to start putting these decisions through?
I think so. Yeah. And it is the conditioning, right? Because working with you, doing business development, which I know you laughed at me. I'm like, dude, next month we're having 10 settlements. Like where I want, right? It was something that it's taken me this long. Got a referral today, real estate referral in Florida. I've got your person. Now, this may sound so silly, but because it wasn't in my wheelhouse, it's taken me months to get in. So I've got your person for the purchase. I also can handle the mortgage. Right? That, great. Send me both names. Got it. Right? So sometimes the hard is making just the decision. And I don't know if you have struggled with this, but I know that sounds real easy. I've got your real estate agent. Here they are. And I've got your mortgage covered for you. Here's that. It would be, well, I don't know if you know, but I am doing like all of this like presentation shit. Instead, where it would be like, why are you presenting a mortgage business to me? When I can just say, hey, I've also got your mortgage guy. I do business development for their company. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, keeping it simple sometimes is the hard, right? And because we don't choose to keep it simple, that kind of propels us from taking activity because we're not, okay, now it's going to be more complex. Now I got to present. Now I got to justify, or I got to do this, or I got to do that. Whatever it is, it's going to stop you from taking action. You know, that tells you you're having the wrong conversation with yourself around that particular, you know, about around that particular activity. And you would think that the amount of real estate agents I know, you would think it's easy for you to pick up the phone and like, hey, what's going on? Haven't talked to you in a while. Let's do business. You got anybody that needs to get pre-approved? That is not, you ask 10 out of 10 loan officers, or you ask 10 loan officers, I guarantee you three of them are doing that. Seven of them are like, nah, they're not real comfortable with that. But it's what we should be doing, right? Yes. So just because it's not comfortable doesn't mean, like, you chose the hard of, I guess you chose the easy of comfort over the hard of discomfort. And because of that, you have less opportunities to write loans. And that fills right into the quote, choosing the easy part of comfort over the hard of discomfort. Maybe that's filter number two that you got to put it through. Number one is, how do I feel after the consequences of my decision played out? And number two is, am I choosing comfort over discomfort?
Yeah. So, man, we could go so many ways with this.
I know.
And it's so good. But part of choosing hard is hanging out with the right people. It is, I was a member, my office actually was in Dragon Gym in Exton for a while. And one of their precepts is build a body that can withstand any threats. The kids actually made these up. The kids that are members there. Build a body that can withstand any threat. Whoa. That is when the virus was around. That's with what I'm dealing with or something that we deal with later. Dude, my spine injury. The doctor said you have the MRI of a paraplegic. It makes no sense that you're standing up.
Let alone the workouts that you do every single day.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And that's how I know, dude, like I'm perfectly, perfectly prepared for this shit. This is nothing. I should have been a paraplegic, right? But also sometimes the hard decision is spending the $1,000 to go to that real estate event, to be with the top producers, something that I'm working through right now, and this will be coming soon. There's a great real estate coach out there. Many top teams coach with him. His fee is $2,000 a month. And that's for 2 20-minute calls a month. $1,000 a call. And the call is 20 minutes.
Wow.
And he has a waiting list.
Sometimes the hard is choosing that. Sure.
He holds them accountable. Now, I will guarantee you, if me, you, or anybody invests, now, if we really look at it, it's 24 grand. It's not a whole lot of money. I mean, it's on a gross level, it's 30 or 32 grand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of money. But I guarantee you, all of those people that are coaching with someone like, when you invest that kind of money, I bet you all of their income doubles in a year. So now, is it worth the 24 grand? Heck yeah, it is.
As long as you execute, as long as you do the doing, right? The listening and the learning is all, if you're not taking the next step and executing on it, then you're flushing the money down the toilet, you know? So the works. The hard is now take that knowledge, put it to work. How do you feel after you've done that? You know, if you feel invigorated, you feel alive, you feel ready to tackle the next challenge, then you probably made the right decision.
And this is what happens, by the way. So if you were coaching with me in that format and I said, Ken, your homework this week is to add 10 new people to your database, go out on 4 lunches and sit 2 open houses with agents. That was your homework. And I get on the call and I say, did you do your homework? And you say, well, I did 2 out of 3. I hang up on you. Call's over.
That's accountability.
It's hard.
You know what? It would only happen once.
Yep.
You know?
You just paid $1,000 to be hung up on.
Yeah. Because you didn't do what you said you're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Choose the hard, man. I would ask anyone on here. And the hard, just like we uncovered, the hard, your hard right now would be if you didn't do what you said you were going to do that you've been doing for the last 5 years, 10 years, 2 decades, you would get anxious.
Yes.
Now the hard is you cannot not do it. Same with me in fitness. I cannot not do it. My body actually starts to hurt when I don't work out. I have to. Thank God it starts to hurt.
A little reminder that little piece inside that says you didn't do what you said you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not used to that. And some people unfortunately are used to it and they break commitments to themselves all day long. And you know, that's another habit that people get into.
Yeah. And choosing the hard, by the way, and we can wrap up with this or wherever you want to go. Choosing the hard is just a decision. It's just a decision. The power of decision is so strong, because once we decide on something, we never have to think about it again.
I would love to hear from anyone who listens. God bless you again. If you're 25 minutes and 4 seconds and you're still here, what are some of the hards? What are some of the hard decisions that you've made where you knew at the time it was hard and now it's either become easy or has made your life easier? I'd love to hear some examples of that, but I want to wrap up with this, Ed. You know, I obviously knew prior to you saying it here, what you're going to tell everyone, and your courage is not only admirable, but it's absolutely contagious, man. And I don't think you have a phony bone in your body when you say how you're gonna show up with this. I don't doubt it for a second, and I'm mildly excited. As crazy as that sounds, I'm mildly excited for the people that you're going to inspire and the people that you're going to help through this journey. There's an awful lot of that coming your way. If you're listening, and I'm here in any way, shape, or form that I can be to support you in it. And I can't wait to see how well you knock this thing out.
It's already done. I'm already healed. I have an incredible group of traditional doctors and holistic doctors working together with my crazy ass. And here's the deal, though, with this, and this is one thing about whatever, choosing hard or whatever, like, I can't do this alone. Number one, I know God's carrying me. Number two, like, and I will set this up, I will have no less than 20 people every day texting me. I will ask for that. I'll be like, just, you know, I'm a tough dude. I can handle anything, but I also need that network of people that are like, get your head up, like, keep your head up, keep moving forward.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Cool. Looking forward to it, baby. Thank you. It's all good.
This is the real stuff, man. This is the real stuff. We get on here and we talk and we chit chat about business and real estate and mortgages, which is really the game of life. You know, and it, you know, I look at it that way, but this is the real stuff. And all of the other things that we do, all of the other actions that we take and work that we do on ourselves and books that we read and mindsets, it's all practice. Even difficult mortgage transactions, difficult buyers, difficult sellers, it's all practice. It's practice for when you have life show up. And I know no one's more prepared than you.
Yeah, baby. You got it. Thank you, man.
All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.